and really help out, and, you know, and reach out, get on our email list, get on our, and, you know, and like I said, we're having so many fun engagements around the community, both in the north and the south and in Elko and in the rurals, that, you know, people can come out and meet us, and we send out email blasts, and yeah. So that's what they can do.
Sigal, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Be safe out there on the campaign trail. And next time you're in town and we're in studio, we'll be more than happy to have you out, okay?
Absolutely. Have a beautiful weekend, Kevin.
You too, Sigal. Sigal Chad, a really nice person. She's a fighter. She is a fighter. And she's the Republican nominee for Attorney General. Stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Are sporting events at T-Mobile or Allegiant Stadium especially difficult for you? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the row, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Washington's wasteful spending is costing Nevadans plenty. And Senator Catherine Cortez Masto keeps voting for even more reckless spending. Cortez Masto voted to allow COVID relief checks, almost $1 billion, to go to convicted criminals in prison, including the Boston Marathon bomber, a Michigan sex abuser, numerous drug dealers, and convicted murderers. Senator Cortez Masto also voted to allow COVID checks to go to illegal immigrants. And she just voted to raise taxes on almost everyone in Nevada. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting for all this outrageous spending and taxing. Support S-3495, the Inflation Prevention Act, to cut inflation. We need help in Nevada, not higher taxes, and not more reckless Washington spending. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know that you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between noon and 3. So we've created something brand new for you. It's called Live and Local On Demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue, then Live and Local On Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to kevinwallradio.com and do it right now. Stay where you are. Coming up, Keith Skipper will join us, National Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. The latest on the document drop earlier today. And everybody's been looking at these pages and pages and pages of redactions on this affidavit at the relative to the Mar-a-Lago raid of Donald J. Trump. Yeah. We'll get a chance to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At our 232, as we check out our conditions right now, heavy congestion on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 215 westbound, merging to Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset. We're seeing some bumper-to-bumper flows there, 15 northbound past Allegiant Stadium. That's at Russell Road on Interstate 15 northbound. 15 south at Oakey, you're averaging about 40 miles per hour there on the freeway. Some police activity, that's on the right shoulder. U.S. 95 eastbound, that's at Southern Rancho. And don't forget about the closure of the intersection of Charleston and Eastern through Monday morning.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders in action tonight, closing out their preseason schedule, hosting the New England Patriots. The two teams held joint workouts this week in Henderson. Raiders are 3-0 in preseason play. They'll open up the regular season on September 11th against the Chargers. They will cut their roster to the mandatory 53-man limit by Tuesday of next week. College football, UNLV set to open up their schedule Saturday, hosting Idaho State. Part of week zero in college football, the Rebels coming off a 2-10 season. The Dodgers are in Miami for a four-game set against the Marlins that'll wrap up on Monday. Tyler Anderson gets a start tonight for the Dodgers. He's 13-2 with a 2.73 ERA. Los Angeles has won five of their last six. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Can you catch my bug? Catch my bug.
Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event is going on now with an extra 25% off the best brands and top designers with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, get 15% off fall's go-to beauty, skincare, and fragrances. And get your purchase even faster with curbside pickup, pickup in store, or try same-day delivery at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dealing with an outdated printer that just can't keep up with you? Visit Staples and upgrade to a new HP Envy Inspire with HP Plus, HP's best home printer. And it comes with 6 months of free ink. It prints everything you need, from homework and work documents to incredible photos and more with amazing quality. Right now, save $70 on the HP Envy Inspire 7955E, available at Staples. Offer valid through August 27th. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League, every Sunday morning at 11. I was in there last Sunday, and they're rolling the tables in. Oh, it was so much fun. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I had a chance to visit earlier with Keith Skipper. If you don't know who Keith Skipper is, he is a smart dude that knows a lot about politics and about public policy. He is the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications. And I asked him, 74 days away from Election Day, what is the electorate thinking right now? Here it is.
Well, you know, I feel like you and I have been talking about this for well over a year now, about just the struggles that folks are facing with it when they're at the grocery store, at the gas station, or looking to buy, you know, just the basic needs for their families. And Democrats are out of touch, and they continue to show that they're out of touch, and they continue to show that they have zero idea how the economy works. And you can look no further than Biden's student loan bailout that he announced this week, that is going to just throw a bunch of gasoline on this inflation fire, that a new Penn Wharton budget model shows could exceed costs of over a trillion dollars and have the majority of the benefits go to the top 60% of earners in this country. And in a state like Nevada, where, you know, it doesn't have as many college educated folks as, say, like a California does, you know, these working class voters are going to be paying for this on top of the inflation costs. So Democrats continue to show that they just have no regard to everyday Americans. It's all about pleasing their base, pleasing the extremes in their party. And if that's the route they want to go, I mean, Catherine Cortez Masto, you know, sends out a press release saying that she disagrees with what the president's doing here on this bailout. But what's she going to do about it? She's going to do nothing about it. And that, at the end of the day, is what we are making sure every voter that's going to vote in November knows, is that the Democrats that are currently serving you are going to do nothing to address the problems that you face every day.
Do we know if there will be debates in that U.S. Senate race? Because I'd love to be Adam Laxalt and be able to say, so tell me who pays for these student loan bailout payments of $10,000 and in some cases $20,000.
I sure hope so. I mean, there has not been, and they have not agreed on a debate yet. My understanding is that there is a back and forth, but there needs to be a debate. I mean, we need to talk about these things. Catherine Cortez Masto needs to explain why she has voted in lockstep with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and has completely forsaken Nevadans. She needs to explain to the workers on the strip and our hospitality workers, the people that work in our restaurants and our, you know, that get tips, why she did nothing and just stood by and let Joe Biden's IRS raise taxes on tipped workers, why she voted for a new big spending bill that raises taxes on middle-class families while also hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to ensure that we pay every single penny of those new taxes, why she has made us less energy independent, why she's, you know, just sat back and done nothing. There needs to be a debate. Adam Laxalt has, you know, the right message for the right time, and Catherine Cortez Masto doesn't, which is why I'm sure she's making it extremely difficult for them to come to terms on a debate. And so it's time to get a debate, and it's time for her to explain herself.
And again, we'll be early voting as early as October. So this is something we need to get like right away, like now, like yesterday. Can I ask you a question though? As far as the race itself, Catherine Cortez Masto came out of the blocks very quickly with lots of PAC advertising, going after Adam Laxalt personally. He was just a shill for big oil and all of this. I just noticed, just like 2 days ago, a new Laxalt ad. Are we going to see more of that kind of advertising where he actually counters what Catherine Cortez Masto has been saying about him?
Absolutely. I mean, Adam is going to not only be very, obviously, aggressive in defending his upbringing. You know, he came from a single mother who, you know, he served in the military. He went to law school. I mean, Adam's got the kind of background where we hope that all of us, especially that have kids, can hope that our kids will do, where they prove themselves to be hardworking, admit, you know, the mistakes they've had in life and use those to better themselves. But he's also going to be putting out his own ads. He's going to be talking about the failures of Catherine Cortez Masto. He's going to be talking about his commitment to securing our border, his commitment to restarting the Keystone Pipeline and ensuring energy independence and, you know, bringing down that cost of gas. And there's going to be others that spend money on TV ads too. Now, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, we don't spend money on TV. We provide the infrastructure to turn out voters. I mean, that at the end of the day is what the RNC does. But we know that there are millions of dollars already reserved from other allies that are 100% committed to getting Adam Laxalt to the United States Senate. And so it's sad, it's gross, but it's telling that Catherine Cortez Masto has gotten so, you know, disgusting in her ads so early. That just reeks of desperation. Anybody that's ever worked on a campaign knows that if you're going low this in August and you're just, you know, being a bottom feeder in August, that you know you're losing. And so, you know, she desperately wants to keep that taxpayer-funded paycheck coming. So she's getting down in the mud. But Adam's going to rise above it. Adam's going to show, you know, why she's getting down in the mud? It's because she has failed to secure the border. It's because her actions are why you're paying 15% more in Southern Nevada for everyday goods. And she has nothing that she can say to change that. And so she's got to resort to these nasty attacks.
I want to take you in a different direction. We're getting reaction in from all over the place. We'll have Jonathan Turley. We'll have Karl Rove. We'll have a whole bunch of folks commenting on the release of the affidavit, heavily redacted. First of all, what did we learn? Your reaction to what we have learned? And is there anything new out there?
No, that's the thing. We haven't learned anything new. I think all we've really learned is that when Joe Biden says that his administration is committed to transparency, it is, to use a word from Joe Biden, malarkey. He has just completely disregarded the need for transparency in this situation. He released, you know, his DOJ released a heavily redacted affidavit. I saw one page where it was like, we find the reason for needing this, you know, for continuing our investigation and for needing these warrants compelling for the following reasons. And then they redacted all those reasons. Like, give me a break. And that's the thing. That's the thing that the president has been saying this whole time, is that, you know, that this has been this feels politically motivated, that they aren't being forthcoming with the American people who deserve answers. You know, sending a bunch of federal agents to the home of a former president deserves as much transparency as anything, and we're getting zero. And so, you know, if Democrats and Joe Biden want us to truly believe that the DOJ is not acting on behalf of political needs, they need to be forthcoming. And to be honest, we're getting to the point where it's too late. I mean, the distrust in this whole situation is at an all-time high, and things such as releasing very redacted and affidavits with very little information for the public to consume are doing absolutely nothing to change that.
Keith Skipper, the RNC's communication director nationally, and weighing in on a variety of different subjects. Coming up, Karine Jean-Pierre, presidential press secretary, for some reason cannot figure out who is going to pay for this student loan debt repayment / giveaway by the president of the United States. She has been questioned constantly over the last two or three days, and for the life of her, just cannot bring herself to admit who's going to pay for it. And we all know who it's going to be. It's going to be you and me. We're going to pay upwards of $1 trillion on this student loan debt giveaway. And it's what it is. It's a giveaway. Why is she having so much of a problem? We'll give you a kind of Exhibit A on why it's so difficult for her to handle this particular question. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic. American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here. Here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I was blown away by Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary for the president yesterday, continuing to answer questions about who's going to pay for student loan debt and the giveaway, the nearly $1 trillion giveaway. This was Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday.
If I could go back to something my Fox colleague asked yesterday, and that's about who pays for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a search last night for the phrase fully paid for,
mm-hmm.
coming from that podium and from in President Biden's speeches during the last year and a half. I found scores of them. I promise I won't read them all, but just a couple. You quoted experts saying that the package referencing the IRA would, quote, quickly and noticeably bring down health care costs for families would be more than fully paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Psaki talked about on February 2nd, he's committed to sustainable and responsible policy and ensuring that our long-term investments are fully paid for, like Build Back Better.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Deese talked about packages that would be fully paid for across time. The president, in multiple speeches, talked about this bill, this is in December, referring to the BBB, is fully paid for, it won't increase the deficit. Anyway, the question is, do you all believe that this student loan program is fully paid for? And if it's not, why does the president think it was important to have all of his other spending priorities fully paid for to be fiscally responsible, but not this one?
So we do, this is the question that my colleague here, Ambassador, got. So we have to get a better sense, right, of what we're talking about as far as cost. Wait, let me just say that out loud. She is the domestic policy advisor, and when she was asked that question, so I just want to iterate what she said. But we do believe it will be fully paid for because of the work that this president has done with the economy. Because of what you just said, what I just said is what we have done to bring down the deficit reduction. That matters, and the work that we'll continue to do. Look, when you look at IRA, it is also that $300 billion deficit is going to matter, right? When you think about that $1.7 trillion by the end of this fiscal year is going to matter as well. And also, here's the thing. When we talk about the pause being lifted, that's going to bring $50 billion per year back into the Treasury, right? That was actually not happening throughout almost for 2 years now. So that's going to be coming back at the same time that basically people are getting these benefits from this plan.
There you have it. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas